Late on a Friday afternoon toward the end of October, Jessie Arnold stood at a front window of her log home, frowning out at the sky full of heavy gray clouds that for 3 days had almost unceasingly poured rain onto her house and dog yard. Significant ponds of water had collected in every low spot in the long gravel drive that led to the cabin, and the amount of water falling from the sky almost obscured the vehicles frequently passing along Kinnick Road, their drivers on their way home from work. Because of the weather, it was growing dark earlier than usual for the season, and all that was now visible were headlights and the blurred red glow of taillights that quickly disappeared. From the window, she could see that the majority of her sled dogs were curled up inside their individual square wooden boxes, staying dry and snoozing away the hours on their comfortable straw beds. Only three of them had braved the rain to go outside, though the noses of a few could be discerned through the square openings that provided access to the boxes. Most lay muzzles on paws, snoozing or staring out at the rain like their mistress, preferring to stay as dry as possible. As Jessie watched, one of the three outside shook itself vigorously and vanished once again into its shelter. Turning, she glanced across the room at her lead dog, Tank, who was dozing comfortable and dry on the braided rag rug that lay before the large sofa a short distance from the pot-bellied stove that radiated heat. Somehow, it didn't seem quite fair that he should be allowed indoors while the rest remained relegated to the yard. All the same, his company was welcome, and the rest were used to all kinds of weather. As she looked across at him, his ears suddenly pricked up and, as he raised his head to look attentively at the front door, Jessie heard a splash of water in the drive and the growl of an automotive engine approaching. Turning back to look out, she watched Alex Jensen's pickup truck rock and roll its way through the puddles toward the house and come to a stop. The tall, long-legged Alaska State Trooper climbed out and came loping up the steps to the shelter of the roof over the wide front porch, holding a newspaper over his head to little effect. Tank scrambled to his feet and trotted across the room to be at the door when it opened and Alex came in, shaking water off his Western-style hat and stomping his feet on the outside mat to rid them of as much of the downpour as possible. "Hey, lady," he said, removing and hanging his wet raincoat on a hook between the door and window, where it dripped water onto a rubber mat placed there for that reason. "What a day out, yes? Is this stuff ever going to quit? Did you call the weather people and complain?" he asked, bending to remove his boots and set them on the mat as well. "Sorry," Jessie smiled in answer to his teasing. "All the lines were busy, and they wouldn't have paid attention anyway." Alex turned, his stocking feet leaving damp tracks on the polished wood floor, and reached to enfold and greet her properly. But as quickly as she moved forward into his embrace, she stepped back again. "Oh, you're cold and wet, Trooper, even your hair and mustache. What have you been doing to get soaked through?"
"Last run of the day for Becker and me was our third fender bender since this morning. This one out on the Parks Highway. People just don't seem to realize that even with wipers going full tilt, you can't see well with rain pouring on the windshield in front of you, obscuring visibility. Nobody hurt in that one, but we had to stand outside and direct traffic until a tow truck showed up to haul one of them out of the ditch."
"Poor babe. You'll be as glad as I will when this rain stops, won't you? Why don't you take a hot shower before you change into dry clothes?"
"I've been planning just that all the way home. This can't last much longer, can it?"
"I certainly hope not. I've already got a bad case of cabin fever, and the dogs need to be run. They're getting fat and lazy out there with no exercise. But at least I don't have to water them." It's frustrating that just when the doc finally agrees that my knee is well enough to get back to training runs with the mutts on the four-wheeler, someone evidently wants Noah to build another ark. Snow I could have used, not this constant, miserable drizzle. Before heading for the shower, Alex hunkered down to greet Tank with a few pats and rub his ears.
"Hey, buddy. You're lucky to be in here where it's warm and dry."
Halfway across the room to the stairs that led to the bedroom and shower on the second floor, he hesitated, then turned back to nod in the direction of the kitchen.
"What's for dinner? I'm not just soaked, I'm starved, woman. And I don't smell anything that leads me to believe you've been slaving over a hot stove all afternoon."
"Well," she told him with a grin, "you're right, I haven't been. But don't ever say I don't make plans with you in mind. I had a call from Oscar earlier. He said that he's got a huge pot of his infamous chili and suggested that we hustle over to the other place soon, before it's gone. And it'll go quick, considering that it's Friday night and there'll be a lot of rain-frustrated local mushers with empty stomachs and time on their hands heading for their favorite watering hole."
"Good idea," Alex agreed. "Give me half an hour and we'll go join them."
In just under that amount of time, clad in rain slickers, they had dashed to the truck under a large umbrella and were heading back down the long drive to make a right turn onto Kinnick Road, aiming for Oscar's other place, Jesse in the middle between a clean and dry Alex, who drove, and Tank, who was watching the scenery go by through the rain that ran down the passenger side window. In just a few miles, they were pulling into the large parking lot in front of Oscar's popular pub, which was already occupied by a number of other vehicles, and again had to splash through puddles to reach the front door. Once through the double doors of the Arctic entrance, however, they found the place warm and already well over half full of the crowd that even a rumor of chili at Oscar's was bound to attract, especially on a rainy Friday night.